Keith Peters reporting yet another shooting, this time outside a courthouse in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. Elizabethtown Police Chief Jeremy Thompson tells WHAS-TV one person was killed and two others injured.
We were on scene within a minute, located three victims. While we were down there, the suspect had fled the scene, obviously armed and dangerous. We began working to find that individual. We later identified him as Christopher Elder.
The victim who was killed had been dating Elder. He later shot himself and is in critical condition. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday said Israel has accepted a U.S.-backed proposal for a ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza. Blinken says the U.S. sees this as the best chance to reach a ceasefire.
We'll never give up on it, but the challenge is the longer this goes on, the more, again, hostages will suffer and possibly perish, and the more other things happen that could make things impossible. So that's why we're so intensely focused on getting this done and getting it done now.
Blinken called on Hamas to do the same. The terrorist group had said there were concerns about Israel's demands for control over two strategic corridors in Gaza. It's day one of the Democratic National Convention.
Democrats are gathering here for a much different party convention than what was planned just a month ago. Following President Biden's dropping out of the race, Vice President Harris moved to the top of the ticket and injected new energy into the Democratic campaign. With his keynote speech tonight, the president will be making a symbolic handoff. He plans to explain why he believes Harris must replace him and defeat Donald Trump in November. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 236 points. This is SRN News. A leading medical group questions transgender ideology.
The American Society of Plastic Surgeons tells the Manhattan Institute that it does not support sex change operations for children, breaking with virtually the entire American medical community, which has thrown its support beyond virtually every assertion and demand of the transgender community. The ASPS says there's no good evidence suggesting that sex change operations are good for young people in the long run. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the unrest that led to a change of government in neighboring Bangladesh and the attacks on Hindus and other minorities there. Religious freedom advocates say the PM's concerns ring hollow given the fact that persecution of Christians is surging in his own country. Many accuse Modi's government of turning a blind eye to the problem. Since he came to power, persecution of Christians has become a fact of daily life. This is SRN News. An ambitious and unusual new health study.
Public health experts from some of the nation's leading research universities aim to test the heart and lung function of roughly 4,600 residents of 10 counties and parishes in Alabama, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Mississippi. They want to know why heart and lung diseases are more prevalent in the rural South than in other parts of the country. But some rural southern counties do better than others. The researchers also want to know what makes those places more resilient. John Scott reports.
A Washington, D.C. council member arrested on charges that he accepted over $150,000 in bribes to help companies with city contracts has been ordered released from custody. Trayon White Sr., a Democrat, was arrested Sunday on a federal bribery charge. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.